So, what's your name?
Rajija.
And you are?
I am Stutisho.
Famous. But you have also run the race before.
You have run this race before?
No.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
First 6 days. Great.
So how are you?
How are you enjoying it?
I do. I enjoy it. I feel joy. Really, every day I feel that I'm really happy. In spite of my pain in my leg, I still very happy.
Are you concerned about the miles you're getting at all, or
no? It's my first time, so I don't even know which place I am now.
Now you're
first.
I am concerned.
It looks like you're actually with your coach, Stutisil, who knows a few things about distance running. Has he inspired you or taught you anything about doing this race?
I'm sorry, once again?
Has he's very experienced.
Yeah.
Has he taught you or inspired you
about
this race? Yeah.
Yes.
What piece of good advice has he given you?
Once when I ran, actually he organizes 24 hours in the Ukraine, and once I had a really strong pain in my knee, and I could only walk, not run. I was upset, and he told me, it was very good advice. He told me, "You still go forward. What else do you need?" I liked it so much. So
what an advice! I forgot.
Yeah, probably.
So the farthest you have gone before today is 24 hours.
No, last year I participated in 2-day race.
Still in Ukraine.
Yes.
Organizing in Vinnytsia.
Yeah.
Which is, we know, Vinnytsia is the very core of multi-day running, not only in the Ukraine, but maybe the world, the population density there. Are you from Vinnytsia as well?
No, I'm from Belarus, actually, yeah. And I think I'm the first person from Belarus
so you will get
to do this race.
So whatever happens, as long as you stay out here, you'll get a Belarus national record.
Yes.
For somebody back in Belarus who has no idea what a 6-day race is, or maybe even a 24-hour race, how would you describe that to them?
You know, when I actually I won this 2-day race, and I was interviewed, and yes, in Belarus, people they don't know about such races, and the journalist, he asked me, "Why don't you run in Belarus?" I told, "Because we don't have such races." And yes, people rather, they don't understand how it's possible to run 2 days or, like, you know, in Belarus it's really
By the way,
nonsense.
She said on first place in Vinnytsia on 2-day race. She was first.
Yeah, that is why I was interviewed, from, I mean, it was a rather popular newspaper in Belarus, and I'm glad that I could tell people that there is such a race, there are such races, and probably, I'm sure that in Belarus there are people who would like to participate in such races.
But you're here not just because of the race. Something happens inside you being here, right?
I have a lot of friends. I can see how people change after such races. You know, it's like, it's a very interesting inner experience. And yes, I felt that something inside me told me, "You must do it. You can do it." So I just listened to my voice.
If we could do that every day, listen to that voice, that would be a very powerful lesson. Maybe you learn that here, right?
Yeah.
You have how many more days to go?
How many more days?
You have
Four more days?
Yes. Today is the third day.
Is there anything you would like to see happen?
Is anything what?
Anything you would like to have happen, something you would like to experience.
I surrendered already. Yes, I'm sure that I have experiences which I needed. So, it's like, what have I do just to try to run, to work if I cannot run, and just to be, to be here, try to be happy, but actually I'm happier.